You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. It's been 10 years since the ArtRage Gallery on Holly Avenue opened its doors, mounting exhibitions of progressive art that promote social awareness and maybe inspire resistance and change. They held an anniversary gala on Thursday evening, and we caught up with director Rose Viviano and community engagement organizer Kimberly McCoy, who reflected on the past decade.
When we started out, it was just an idea, not sure, are we going to be able to keep this going? Is there going to be the interest in the community? Are we going to be able to find enough artists that fit our mission? When we started, one of our goals was to include as many local artists as possible. I guess in good news, it's continued to work well. More and more artists were discovering that their work is fantastic. We've been able to exhibit, I think, at least 2 to 3 local artists each exhibition season.
The gallery was begun with a concerted effort to have a place where artists who have something to say about more than their internal angst. There have always been a large show specifically tailored to what they might call political art or activist art, and you could apply to be in a show maybe once a year or something like that in a large institution. But there wasn't any gallery that specifically was your home, a place where your voice could be heard.
That includes the current exhibit of large portraits called Invisible People, Portraits of the Homeless, by San Diego-based artist Neil Shigley.
It's similar to other exhibitions that we've done in the way that it tries to give a voice to those who feel voiceless. It's different in that we haven't done an exhibition about homelessness before. Being a city that struggles with homelessness and certainly with poverty, we thought it was an important issue that we should be addressing.
Invisible People will be on display through October 27th. Director Rose Viviano says in some ways they still feel a little invisible themselves in Syracuse. She says they work hard at making connections with local businesses and even welcoming elementary school students to expand their reach.
We have Dr. Weeks Elementary School students. They walk here to see exhibitions and learn about not just the artists, but the issues that are surrounding that specific exhibition, issues that many times they can relate to, even as children. And it's a relationship that it took a while to develop, but it has developed and it's very strong.
Viviano says they're a bit in awe that they're still doing well after 10 years, and they plan to continue. More information is at artragegallery.org. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.